Today's podcast is brought to you by the Herzog Foundation. The marriage and birth rates in our country have been on a downward trend for years, but today, Gen Z influencer and author Isabel Brown tells us about an exciting new chapter in her life. And as she has said, her generation just might save America. My conversation with Isabel from CPAC next. This is the Moms for America podcast. Each week, leaders and everyday champions tell personal stories, share advice, and tackle the issues most important to moms. Hi, moms. I'm Debbie Krulaitis, your host, and welcome to the Moms for America podcast. So glad that you're joining us. Welcome, welcome. Every week we get together to inspire, encourage, and educate moms in their journey through motherhood. Well, let's get on to today's program. When Isabel Brown speaks, millions, and I am saying millions of people listen. Isabel is a full-time content creator on multiple platforms. She gives voice to Generation Z by breaking down culture's most important topics in a real, authentic format. Isabel covers everything from politics, dating, faith, and the latest internet trends. She's the author of two books, and she speaks worldwide to students and adults. Now, Isabel stopped by our CPAC media booth in February, and she shared some incredibly happy news. Alrighty, we've got another incredible guest stopping by the Moms for America set here at CPAC. It is Isabel Brown, who we are just super fans of. Thank you so much for coming by and talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me back. It's been an amazing day for moms. We had a beautiful breakfast this morning.
Nice?
It was so exciting.
So, great influencer, author of End of the Alphabet, How Gen Z Can Save America. Isabel, you've been on the podcast once before, and the first time we had you on, you were, you were engaged and the wedding was coming up. It was really close.
I think you're right. Yeah, remembering correctly. And a lot's happened since then. I'm about 30 weeks pregnant
Look
with our first baby.
Mama,
so exciting.
Aww, I love it.
Been a big year, but God has just blessed our family in so many ways. And we're so excited about this new adventure.
Oh, this is so good. So much to catch up on. One, you just said that you're going to be moving back to D.C. here?
Indeed, yep. Our family made a big move. We're really excited about this new chapter. And many people don't necessarily know this if they started following me recently, but I actually worked as an intern in the Trump White House last time in 2018. So all of my best buddies from that era are all moving back. We're all married now with kids, and it's such an exciting time. It feels like a reunion episode of your favorite sitcom years down the line when everybody's in a different era of life. Yeah.
So even like Caroline this morning, we honored her as a mother of influence, and you said you go way back.
We do. We were in the same White House intern class summer of 2018.
That is so great.
And we are all so unbelievable. Unbelievably proud of her. She is making our class look amazing, but also just young women have a voice in such a powerful, unique way, especially as a new young mom. I could not be more excited for all of the work she's doing as our press secretary.
And like she said, best job ever.
True.
Being a mom.
Yeah.
So you're just months away from giving birth here. How are you preparing? I mean, it's amazing, right? You go through this transformation and you can't even explain what it's like to be a mom.
True.
But you are a mom and obviously in this sense, but how are you preparing?
Well, I just got a big old kick 2 seconds ago.
Oh.
So I think this whole experience has been incredibly humbling in many ways. I was on Michaela Peterson's podcast a few weeks ago, and we're both pregnant with little girls and talking about the experience. And, you know, they're not lying when they say pregnancy is incredibly difficult. It does take a lot out of you. It's a lot of work to grow a new person and to give them a chance at life. And sometimes that can be incredibly frustrating. But more than anything, it has been so beautiful to experience what motherhood has to offer and the emotional intimacy you experience with your child as they're growing inside of you. Men could never. I say this all the time. This is obviously designed for women on purpose. But the more I see the vilification of pregnancy and motherhood packaged to the next generation of women, the more I realize the need for us to talk about the beauty of it and the joy that comes with it. Because maybe one of the biggest trends on TikTok, for example, has become the girl with the list. And it's this long growing list of all the reasons to never get pregnant because
right.
It's painful and it's inconvenient and blah, 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 blah.
You lose
sleep
at
night.
Yeah.
So but nobody ever talks about the good parts. So we've loved it. I'm emotionally preparing as much as I can, although I've never done this before. So it's a new adventure and just trusting in God and all of the promises that He has to offer.
Oh, you're going to be a wonderful mom. And I do so appreciate that the Lord has this divinely figured out. It takes you about 9 months to get your mind around it.
Oh, absolutely.
Even though it is ordained and it's instinctual, it is like a baby is growing inside of you, and you're that baby's going to come out, which of course is just mind-blowing anyways. And then you have this life that you're going to teach and learn and love and protect and guide. It is, you need about 9 months to figure it out. And then when baby comes, you're like, wow, I'm just so ready.
Yeah.
So
the first few months, you really think to yourself, are you actually in there? I mean, this is so surreal. It's so crazy. And the first time you feel your baby kick, it's the most wonderful, amazing, beautiful feeling. I know it's only going to get better with every chapter going forward, and just could not be more honored and excited to be her mom.
So great. And when baby comes, give yourself the time you need.
Oh, absolutely.
I think, you know, sometimes as moms, we just get right going and just rest up. That's my best advice. Rest up and enjoy that baby when that baby comes.
All right, after this short break, Isabel shares some good news about Gen Z regarding marriage and families. And we'll also talk about some other issues in the culture from her perspective. We'll be right back. Hi, moms. I'm excited to share some news about our new sponsor, the Herzog Foundation. We know you're passionate about raising patriots and empowering your children with the best education possible. And the Herzog Foundation shares that passion. They're dedicated to promoting liberty through education freedom and helping parents like you choose the best educational path. They offer a powerhouse of resources designed to support families and schools alike. Whether you're ready to dive in headfirst to the world of education or simply looking for more ways to empower your child's learning. From free training events to their must-read online publication, The Lion, they're committed to keeping you informed about what's happening in education. Also, if you've ever thought, moms, about starting your own Christian school or co-op, their School Box online course will give you everything you need to get started on the right foot. Again, we are so proud to partner with the Herzog Foundation, and we encourage you to explore all their amazing tools and the insights that they offer. So go ahead, visit herzogfoundation.com to learn more. You won't want to miss these incredible resources. Again, find it all out at herzogfoundation.com.
You know, I've never really felt comfortable sharing pictures of my kids on social media. Then I found Tubu, a premium social app with an actual authentic community. No bots, no one trolling me or my family. Just clean, wholesome content you can trust.
For the moms of Moms for America out there, Cardio Miracle really, truly helped me out personally, and I could see that. But it also helped my mom out, it helped my wife out, it helped my sister out, it helped my friends out. I've really seen the benefits, and this is a time for healing our bodies, our minds, and our souls. And Cardio Miracle has done that for me, and I think it also can do it for our moms. Head to our link, cardiomiracle.com/moms, for a discount and to get started today.
All right, welcome back, moms. Before we continue our interview, I would like to invite all of you to like, subscribe, and share the podcast. Please go ahead and do that. That's how we get our information out. And of course, this is another great podcast to share with the moms in your circle. So go ahead, like, share, and subscribe. Also, moms, if you have an idea or a topic for our podcast, would you please email me at podcast@momsforamerica.net? I would love to hear from you, any suggestions you may have, and feedback. Love hearing from you. Lastly, I do want to invite all of our moms listening to join the movement here at Moms for America. I really hope that all of you are utilizing and taking advantage of all the great material and resources that we have, from the cottage meetings to the seminars, the webinars that we have available on our website. It's moms like us uniting all across the country to fight for our faith, our families, and our freedom, and of course, the Constitution. So please, moms, check us out at momsforamerica.us. We have some incredible information for you to support you in your journey through motherhood. All right. Well, let's return to my CPAC interview with Gen Z author and influencer Isabel Brown. There have been some ominous statistics regarding the decline in marriage and birth rates in the U.S., but Isabel has some encouraging news on this from her generation. Take a listen.
Let's talk about some of the things you have talked about. I want to talk about Gen Z, but actually, now that we're talking about motherhood and pregnancy and a lot of women not having children or freezing their eggs or not even being drawn to being a wife or a homemaker, you've talked a lot about different issues. What are some of those issues that you think are very pressing to the Gen Z females?
You know, interestingly, there is this presumption that young women have zero interest in becoming a wife or a mom, particularly because that's the way our culture has been trending for the last several decades. We hit our all-time low marriage rate recently in the last few years since we began recording those rates in the 1800s, and a 100-year fertility low in America, not just because people can't have children, which is certainly an alarming reality that I'm hopeful Maha is going to be taking a closer look at, but namely the reason because women aren't having children. They're electively choosing not to want to go through that experience. And yet, fascinatingly, Gen Z women are trending in a very opposite direction to what we've seen at large in America for the last several years. A study published by Newsweek a few months ago found that 93% of young college students want to get married, men and women alike, within Generation Z. And that comes with the family concept as well. Every conversation I have on college campuses, everyone's excited about wanting to be a mom or a dad and have as many kids as possible and take back this notion of the family as the central unit of American culture and Western civilization as we know it. So I do think the media tends to hyperbolize quite a bit that young people hate families and hate marriage. That's certainly the narrative being pushed upon us, but that's not what we are embracing. And I think you're seeing that backlash because of how far the radical left has played their hand.
Why is there worse? Why is there a change?
Yeah, you know, ultimately you can only push people so far before they completely break and snap. And what we've seen with the left's control of media, manipulation of institutions like our college campuses and the entertainment industry and government and everything else culturally in America has just gone a little bit too far to make people realize, hang on a second, you're telling me I'm going to be happier when I'm lonely, but in reality, I'm pretty miserable and I want a real connection with someone for life in a marriage or with my children. Last year, the Surgeon General of the United States, our nation's top physician, actually issued a public health warning about parenthood, that parenthood is bad for your health and is something that should be avoided because, get this, it makes you more lonely. That was the reasoning. Then if you were just alone,
they can't make this stuff up.
And the Los Angeles Times, about 2 weeks before the election, ran a headline saying it is almost shameful to want to have children. They meant this under the guise of climate change and how dare you threaten the environment. Of course, we're in an underpopulation crisis, not an overpopulation crisis. But I think young people are starting to see through the propaganda and think, hang on a second, that doesn't sound right to me.
Amen. And I think one of the things that we talked a lot about on the last podcast is that your generation, they're investigators. They like to fact check. They like to do their own research.
My daughter
is 24. She does all of her own research, and she does not appreciate anyone telling her what to think or do, meaning from media. She wants to check it herself. And that's what you mentioned, is that this is a fact-checking generation. They want to know what's going on themselves, right?
Sure are, yep. And we want to be our own fact-checkers, most importantly. The fact-checkers of the experts really have nothing true to say. And usually it's a badge of honor when a post of mine will get fact-checked by one of these organizations because you're usually telling the truth and you're saying something that's not very popular to hear but is so important for our society to be engaging with. I'm really excited about being back in the D.C. area for the next few years because this administration under President Trump's leadership and even Capitol Hill under the leadership of Speaker Johnson alike have been so forthcoming right at the get-go to say we want to circumvent the traditional media, particularly for young people. We want independent TikTokers and podcasters
and
influencers
in the press room.
Break the news.
Come on.
It's so exciting and it really signals a change of culture here in Washington to know that the way things have always been done just because is no longer the type of leadership we are going to accept from from people, and certainly the American people have a vulnerable, transparent window into what's happening in Washington for the first time in my lifetime.
So cool. What about influencers then, just in general? Do you think that, I mean, there has just been such a huge burst of influencers and people sharing and growing. Is it going to keep growing? Do you think it's going to level out? Do you think it's going to die down? Where are we going with social media? You're the social media expert. I mean, come on.
We'll see if that's actually true. I'm learning day by day, just like anyone else. But, you know, there's no limit to what we can accomplish through social media, because it's the first time ever in history, truly, that one individual person can have the same influence as massive multimedia organizations with gazillion-dollar budgets, right? No longer does the information that's disseminated among people have to be isolated and approved by the government or by legacy media, that's these trusted institutions that we've peeked behind the curtain of the last several decades and realized, there's not a lot of truth to verify behind the scenes here. So I love this concept that Elon Musk continues to promote, that you are the media now.
Right.
We are the media now.
Right.
Anyone with their phone in their pocket has a 4K camera that they can pull out and record something happening on their college campus, a protest happening in America, a press briefing at the White House even, and have the opportunity to reach tens of millions of people at a time. And I think that really signals a shift in power moving forward for Western civilization, for we the people to take back control of the narrative again.
Oh, so such exciting times. What about, I mean, Gen Z with President Trump? I mean, they came out strong for him.
They sure did. And I hate to say I told you so.
You did tell us that.
To everyone in legacy media.
That's right. I remember you saying, oh, no, Gen Z's coming out for President
Trump. We're going to be overwhelmingly conservative.
And I was like, I hope so.
I came out with a book last March called The End of the Alphabet, How Gen Z Can Save America, essentially laying out the blueprint for how young people were going to take back Western civilization.
Yes.
And I was quite literally laughed off set at every cable news organization, at national radio syndicated shows. Everyone said, yeah, okay, it's a great idea, but we'll see if that ever comes to fruition. Amazingly, young men very overwhelmingly voted for President Trump on November 5th. Young women, according to some exit polling, shifted in just 4 years from the Democrat Party to the Republican Party by 11 points, which is unprecedented.
That is huge.
And surely against the narrative that all young women were voting only for abortion and only for Kamala Harris. So you're watching this generational revolution really start to take place. And I know we associate that word revolution with arms and fighting and traditional warfare, but it's a cultural revolution that's being led by young people today to say we reject the lies of Marxist leftism. We want traditional values, but in a cool new age technological way with our own generational spin on it. And it really does feel like Vivek Ramaswamy called this throughout the campaign trail, a 1776 moment again.
So true. It is exciting times. But again, we can't take our foot off the pedal because there's still a lot to do.
Absolutely.
And I know you know that, and I know that your group of conservative influencers are going to talk about everything more than ever now, because I think we're going to get true information. You know, it's a new day. We're not suppressed. We're not the stepchild in the corner anymore. We actually have great leadership now that is going to, like a Bobby Kennedy. You know, he's going to share MAHA, and we've got Doge, and we've got all of these leaders that are going to actually share the truth, get behind the veil, the curtain, and expose it. So you're going to have a lot of material. So are moms.
We sure are. It's so exciting, and I could not be more excited to be at the forefront of this fight. You know, it's interesting you called us the stepchild in the corner the last several years, because I really think that's how people in positions of power viewed content creators, right? You were the sad, rinky-dink, low-budget alternative to the true trusted sources of information, be that governance or media. And all of a sudden, trust for the public institutions has been completely flipped on its head the last several years.
Or you were too young.
And I mean, I've been told that more than ever. Yeah, the last several years, I can't tell you how many people, even at wonderful, well-meaning conservative events, have said, I really like what you have to say, but you need to go get more life experience before you really truly have a platform. This administration is flipping everything upside down in Washington and is returning the power to young people, to we the people, to an administration of transparency. And we got a lot of work to do and a lot to cover to do that. But I feel like more has been accomplished in the first 30 days than 10 years of any previous administration.
It's exhausting in a great way. Everybody here, you know, everybody says, I can't wait to wake up and just see what the president and his team is doing.
Yeah.
But the thing I want to mention, too, what I like about this administration from watching it from the outside, you know, at the nominees, the cabinet, the leadership, I love that it's a blend still, a lot of young people going in, which is quite unusual, but they still have the veterans, mm-hmm. the good veterans like Susie Wiles and different people coming together. I think that's what makes a leadership powerful, is that you have both generations together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Working off of one another, because you need the young strength and tenacity and energy of the younger generation, but you need the wisdom and, you know, just the solidness, the steadfast of the older generation together.
You do. I think it's really interesting. This administration has been labeled the unity party
throughout the campaign trail. That's exactly what I'm getting at.
We often think about that as left and right, and you saw amazing unity come together with RFK joining as our presumptive HHS secretary, now confirmed, which is very exciting. Tulsi Gabbard coming on board the campaign.
Yeah.
But also this generational concept of unity is so important, too. It is time for a new generation of ideas and leadership, and you heard that reflected over and over and over again on the campaign trail from the president and other candidates alike. But to know that there are individuals who have sacrificed decades in public service to make America great again over and over again to help lead that course is so inspiring and very cool.
So a couple last questions here. So Gen Z women, I know we're talking about marriage and about families and having children, and that's going to be obviously a big message that we're all going to go through with you and love to watch that. What are some other things that you're sharing with young women especially?
You know, young women are largely being written off right now, particularly by the mainstream media, as a lost cause for the right. They say, okay, you won over young men, largely thanks to voices like Jordan Peterson and Charlie Kirk and Brandon Tatum, and it's okay to be masculine again and to embrace manhood. But young women are just too far gone. They're all trans and they're all crazy with purple hair
super feminist,
wearing furry collars to high school or whatever,
right?
And I think that's reflected in the few very strategic clips that are clipped from TikTok by the mainstream media and reacted to by news anchors. But young women, just like young men, are starting to see this pendulum swing because they've been pushed too far.
Right.
I say this all the time, but radical leftism and postmodern feminism today that we're living in has anything to do with misogyny, right? More than true empowerment of women. We're watching the strategic erasure and replacement of women in our locker rooms, in our bathrooms, in our dorm rooms, at our beauty pageants, at our sports tournaments, and just about everywhere else in society.
So
just today, I saw a headline that the governor of Wisconsin is backing a new proposed law in Wisconsin related to IVF to replace legally the word mother with inseminated person.
Come on, I have not heard
inseminated
this.
Person.
Where
so not only are we just birthing
at?
People or people
or
who menstruate
feeders.
Or chest feeders now, but we are containers of semen, essentially, not to put it crudely, but it's disgusting.
How
and is truly based in this removal of women from society and
it
erasure
is.
Of the feminine experience. So between that and the other slew of lies young women have been living with, you should never get married, you should never have children, birth control will solve all of your problems. I think young women are just being tired of being told the best way to be empowered is to not be a woman at all.
Right.
And you're watching this recapture of femininity and true feminism by really unlikely sources like J.K. Rowling, of all people, who's become probably the largest spokesperson for true feminism today. I think we're going to see a very seismic shift happen with this next generation of young women from across the political spectrum saying, I really just want to exist as a woman.
Right.
And that's a great springboard for the right to realize we can instill conservative values in the midst of that conversation.
Oh, and there's nothing more than just encouraging and inspiring young women in their role in motherhood and you know, having a home and being a homemaker. This is what we're made for, and it's challenging, yes, but to deny your gifts, your talents, it's sad. And I know that so many women, in fact, there was someone at the breakfast today, I just think about it, I get choked up. She was just believed the lie, and she's never had kids. And my heart just went out for her because you could see it on her face. She's like, I believed the lie, and I wanted to have kids, but it was too late. I couldn't find love. I gave it to the career, and it was just heartbreaking. It's just super sad. So that's our message to everyone: is like, let God bless you with family and love and a life.
And if I can something to add to that too. I think, you know, this concept of it being hard, I think, is often what's sold to young women as why it's not worth it. It would take away from your career, it would take away from your personal life or your friendships.
But what's not hard?
But what's not hard? Anything worthy of sacrifice is going to be the most beautiful experience you will ever walk through. Jordan Peterson talks about this from a masculine perspective of, you know, do hard things for the sake of doing hard things.
Yes.
This is what builds character and builds a sense of pride in yourself. And there is nothing more beautiful than self-sacrifice of ourselves as women, especially to give life to another person and to help that person thrive. All of us were born at one point. We all have moms to thank for the fact that we are here.
My mom was always like, I made it.
Yes.
You can do it too.
Amen.
And I'm like,
amen.
Yes, we can.
It's so beautiful. It's so worthy. And it will bring so much more purpose to your life because it's hard than I think people realize. And I hope we can take back that narrative moving forward.
Those challenges, I mean, being courageous, learning, getting through life. Like you said, doing those hard things develop you to be so much better. And you'll train your kids. And this is how miracles are made, right?
Amen.
By doing hard things and God putting those challenges in front of us and saying, walk through this, get through this journey. I'll part the Red Sea, you know, but you gotta walk through it.
Amen. You have to be willing to take up your cross and keep walking every day. And that's not a burden, it's a privilege. And I hope that more young women have the opportunity to experience that.
A couple of closing thoughts here. What are we gonna see in 2025 here?
Well, I hate to say Project 2025 seems to be coming to reality, but I love it that it is. You know, I think there was so much misconception about what that looked like.
Yeah.
But we're really recreating the blueprint for what the future of Western civilization is going to look like. And I think you're going to see America, and particularly young people in America, lead the cultural charge for what a truly progressive society looks like, particularly as you start to see the UK and Canada and Australia and New Zealand continue to infringe upon people's civil liberties for young people, you know, putting you in prison for what you're posting on Facebook, or even just this week, the UK demanded that Apple get rid of all encryption on its devices so that they could read your text messages and see your photos. I have so many friends around the world, and they are all fed up with what's happening in their own particular countries, begging, please make us the 51st state. Please let us borrow President Trump. But I think you're going to see this global cultural revolution continue to happen to retake civil liberties and to make freedom the forefront of a truly progressive society again. That all starts right here in Washington, D.C., and I'm incredibly encouraged to see all of the little at-home cultural changes this administration is invested in, from Make America Healthy Again to making it easier for people to have families, helping us be able to afford a home, which is very exciting, and protecting our freedom of expression at its very core, which is our First Amendment for a reason.
Faith, family, freedom. I mean, we've been championing this forever, and I really believe a new day is here. And so excited for you, Mama.
Thank you.
That baby. You have a name yet?
We do have a name. We're keeping it a surprise until she's born. We share pretty much everything very authentically on the internet, and I said, you know, we should have at least one surprise in there.
Okay. Well, God bless you.
Thank you.
That birth, your family, your husband, all that you're doing. Isabel Brown, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Well, thanks again, Isabel. And we cannot wait to see that beautiful baby. That baby's coming really soon. And thank you for all that you're doing. And you are going to be a continuing superstar in the culture as you speak the truth. And I do agree with you that Gen Z is the generation that will bring this country back. They are the voice that is going to speak the truth, because I have three Gen Z kids and I see them speaking the truth, pushing back and being a part of this new generation of hope. So thank you, Isabel. And again, check her out on all the socials. She's on everything. I tend to watch her on Instagram, but Isabel is everywhere. So follow her. And as always, moms, thanks for being a part of this program. I do hope one more time here that I can remind you to join Moms for America at momsforamerica.us. We have incredible programs, resources, the Cottage Meetings, Healing of America, all kinds of resources, seminars, and webinars just for you. So please check us out. We say we have everything from parental rights to public policy, from the kitchen table to Congress. Moms for America has it all for you. Anything that you are discussing in your home, at the kitchen table with your children, we have it there for you. I want to help you on your journey through motherhood. All right. And as I always say every week, let's keep changing our country one home at a time. I'll see you next week. Thanks so much. A special thank you to our sponsors, the Herzog Foundation and Tuvu. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of the Herzog Foundation.